السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. Today we are going to continue where we left off from our lesson from Surah Al-Ma'idah, and inshallah today's lesson is going to be from ayah number 53 to ayah number 54. And we will begin first with the recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 53.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويقول الذين آمنوا أهؤلاء الذين أقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم أهؤلاء الذين أقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم إنهم لمعكم حبطت أعمالهم فأصبحوا خاسرين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
إن شاء الله. That is our lesson, ayah number 53 and ayah number 54. Now for the theory part of our class, we will continue where we left off from the topic of mudud. And if you recall, in the last class, we began the mudud that are known as mad al-fari'i. So mad fari'i are the types of mad that are longer than two counts. They are longer than the natural two-count mad. And this is due to either a hamza or a sukun after the mad letter, which will cause it to be lengthened, an additional amount of lengthening. So for the first type of mad fari'i, we learned mad as-sila al-kubara. So this is very, very similar to the mads that we did previously, mad sila as-sughra. Sughra is from the word saghir, meaning small, and then al-kubara is from the word kabir, meaning big. And as you can guess, matsila sughra, the smaller matsila, is for a two-count med, and then matsila kubara is going to be for the longer four to five-count med. So when it comes to matsila al-kubara and matsila sughra, they both have the exact same rules. Both of them have the same three rules, meaning the pronoun ha, it has to be between two vowel letters, and it has to have either a dhamma or kasra. So all of these rules are applied for both matsila. Regardless of kubara and sughra, both of them have the same rules. The only difference comes when we look at the letter that comes afterwards. Now for matsila al-sughra, one of the rules was that the letter after cannot be a hamza. And the reason for this is that if the letter after matsila is a hamza, then it is no longer matsila al-sughra, instead it is matsila al-kubra. And the reason for this is because, as we learned for mad fari'i, anytime there is a hamza or a sukun after the mad letter, it will have to be lengthened for more than two counts. So for matsila al-sughra as well, when we have this matsila sughra, the two count mad, and the letter after is hamza, it must be lengthened for four to five counts. So for matsila al-kubara, it is exactly the same as the mad that we did before. The only difference is that because the next letter is a hamza, then you will have to lengthen this for four to five counts, such as ma lahu akhlada ila ta'amihi anna. And then in both of these cases, you will hear that this is now a 4 to 5 count mad. So this was mad as-sila al-kubara. Now, inshallah, let's move on to the next type of mad. Now, remember, all of these mududs that we are going to cover in the next few classes are all going to be bisabab al-hamza. It is because of the hamza. And as we were reciting, remember, we were looking at all of these mudud, we were spotting all of these signs of mad, and then we were checking to see what the next letter was. And in every single case, it was either a hamza or a sukun. So now we know that this mad is always followed by hamza or sukun. And right now, the mududs that we are covering are all going to be the meds that have been a med letter followed by a hamza. Bisabab al-hamza, meaning that because of that hamza, there is going to be that lengthening of 4 to 5 counts. Okay. Now let's move on to the next type of med. And the next type of med is known as al-med al-wajib al-muttasil. Okay. Al-med, meaning the med. Al-wajib. Now, wajib means that it is must, it is mandatory, it is farb, wajib. The reason why this mad is known as mad wajib is because its lengthening is fard in all recitations. No matter what type of recitation you are doing, or no matter what the speed of your recitation is. So for example, some people read in hard, which is a faster type of recitation, and then sometimes people read in a slower type of recitation. So regardless of your type of recitation, and regardless of the dialect which you are reading in, it must be a full 4 to 5 vowel count. This med is wajib. You have to read it for 4 to 5 counts. Now, in the next class, we are going to cover mad al-ja'iz. And as you can guess, ja'iz means that it is not fard. Ja'iz means it is optional. If you would like, you can read it 4 to 5 counts. In our recitation of Hafs and Asim, we do recite 4 to 5 for both. But keep in mind that in certain recitations, you will not have to pull mad ja'iz. This is up to the discretion of the reader. Again, in certain recitations, for Hafs and Asim, we will continue doing it for both. So this is not optional for us. We will continue in either case. Anytime we see that sign of mad, we will read 4 to 5 for us, because we are following the recitation of Hafs and Asim. But in other types of recitation, sometimes you may hear, if you are listening to a reciter recite, you may see that sometimes there is that sign of mad, but they do not pull it for 4 to 5 counts. And the reason for this is that it may be mad ja'iz, meaning that it is not fard, so they do not have to do it. Okay, now for mad al-wajib, as you can guess, because it is wajib, you do have to recite the full 4 to 5 counts. So you have to make this a lengthening every time you are reciting, because it is mad al-wajib. And again, because every single mad that we are covering has been followed by a hamza, here we are going to, again, look for the hamza. We see that mad letter, we look for the hamza. The thing with this mad is that the hamza and the mad must be in one word. This is why it is known as muttasil. Muttasil is from the word wasala, meaning to connect. This means that the hamza and the mad are connected together within one word. Now, when we look at an example, you will see what I mean. So such as the word ja'akum. Now, ja'akum means came to you all. Now, this is one word, ja'akum. came to you all. This is one word. Now, in this one word, there is that med, ja, and then there is that hamza in the same word, ja'akum. Now, in the same word, I see the hamza and I see the med. And these both come in one word. They are connected together. And this is why it is known as muttasil. Now, it is mad wajib because anytime you have a mad in the middle of the word, you have to read this mad. Now, when a mad comes at the end of the word, then it becomes jaiz, meaning that sometimes you don't have to read it. But for mad that come in the middle of the word, it is always going to be wajib. So for this mad, we have to read this mad. Ja'akum. Now you see there is the mad, there is the hamza, and both of them are in one word. Another example, if we have the word su'a. Su'a meaning the worst or the evil. Now, su'a, this is one word. We have the hamza and we have the med in one word. So, su, there is that med. Right afterwards, there is that hamza. And again, this is that same word. So, this is muttasil. It is connected. It is wasala. In the word si'a, in this case as well, we have that med. And right afterwards, there is the hamza in the same word. So, med al-wajib al-muttasil is going to be in the same word. It is wasala, it is connected. And because it is in the middle of the word, it is wajib. Now, when we look at the reason, why is it wajib? The reason it is wajib is because sometimes it becomes very difficult to switch from the makhraj of the mad, which is the jawf, that's the empty space between the mouth and the throat, to the makhraj of the hamza, which is the lower throat. So it's a very quick switch otherwise, to move from one area, which is the jawf, all the way down to the lower throat would be very difficult without this med. And this med is allowing us time to complete the sound of the jawf and then switch down to the hamza without merging any of these letters. So if this med was not here and we had to say waja'akum, waja'akum, now you really cannot hear this med, waja'akum. Waja'akum. Now it's a very muddled type of word. Versus when we go and we say that meds properly, ja'a, ja'a. Now I can quickly switch from the med to the area of the hamza, which is going to be the lower throat. And now both of these letters have their proper haq. They both have their own right. Now for the jawf, I am saying it properly. And for the hamza as well, I am saying it properly. I am saying it from the lower throat where it is meant to come from. Now same thing with the example, su'a. Now if I don't say this med, su'a, su'a. Now, I really cannot hear this med and the hamza is very muddled. Su'a. No, it does not sound like I'm saying that med at all. So to make sure that this med is being pronounced, I say su'a. Quickly say the med to its full count and then you can switch to the hamza at your own ease. Si'a. And then here as well, we are giving ourselves proper time to say that med letter and then say the hamza without having these letters mixed together. Okay, so this is med al-wajib al-muttasil. So again, al-med meaning the med. Al-wajib, why is it wajib? Because it is fard to read. We have to read this med. When we have a med in the middle of the word, we have to recite this med in every situation, in any recitation. So this is med al-wajib. Al-muttasil from the word wasala, meaning to connect, because the hamza and the med are connected together within that same word. So when we find that there is a med and we find that there is a hamza immediately after and both of them are in the same word, then this is going to be med al-wajib al-muttasil, such as in the example, waja'akumun nadhir. Su al-adab si abihim. So in all of these cases, we hear that there is that sign of med, and right afterwards, there is that hamza, and I will lengthen for 4 to 5 vowel counts. So 4 to 5, 4 for someone who recites a little bit faster. You can also do 5 if you have a slower recitation. So this is up to you. 4 to 5, both of them are okay. So this is med al-wajib al-muttasil. Now, brief introduction to the next type of med. This is going to be the exact opposite of med al-wajib al-muttasil. The next one is med al-ja'iz al-munfasil. Okay, and then this is going to be the exact opposite. So mad al-wajib, this is wajib. It is must to recite. You have to recite. Mad al-ja'iz, meaning it is not fard. Ja'iz means optional. So the opposite of wajib, fard, is optional. So wajib, al-ja'iz. Ja'iz meaning that if you would like to recite, you can. Again, in Hafs and Asim, we will continue to read 4 to 5 for both. But in certain recitations, you will hear that shuyukh are dropping this type of mad. So we have al-wajib, which is fard. We have al-ja'iz, meaning that it is optional. If you would like to do it, you can. And then the opposite of the end part, al-muttasil. Remember, muttasil from the word wasala, meaning to connect. So this is when the med and the hamza are in one word. And as you can guess, the second type of med is going to be if the med and the hamza are not in one word. Meaning that there is the first word that ends in med, and the second word begins with hamza. So they are not within that same word. It is two separate words. And this is known as al-munfasil, from the word fasala, meaning to disconnect or to cut. So this is going to be the exact opposite of mad al-wajib al-muttasil. So wajib, muttasil. If it's connected, it is wajib, it is fard. Ja is munfasil, if it is disconnected, then it is optional for you to recite or not. And then this one we will cover more in the next class and then look at some examples. But I did briefly want to introduce it because both of these do go together. And it is a little bit easy to confuse them because they do sound very similar. So that is why I kind of wanted to explain the meaning of these words. And then inshallah, once you know the meaning of the word or the title of this med, then it is easy to remember which one is which. So again, wajib means it's fard. Al-muttasil from the word wasala, meaning it is connected. Okay. Madja'iz, meaning that it is optional. Al-munfasil, meaning that it is fasala, it is disconnected, it is cut. So this is going to be when the med and the hamza are not in that same word. So these are the two types of med. And then inshallah in the next class, we will go back to med ja'iz and then go look at it properly. But for now, let's go ahead and do the analysis of our verses. So we start from ayah number 53, وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So here I see that there is that sign of med. And then of course, we see the next letter is either a hamza or sukun. In this case, it is a hamza. And this is going to be a 4 to 5 count med. Now, this is med al-ja'iz al-munfasil. I know we have not covered this properly yet, but this is known as med ja'iz al-munfasil. Ja'iz meaning that sometimes in some recitations, the shuyukh will not recite this 4 to 5. They will only read this for 2 counts. And then med al-munfasil meaning that it is disconnected. Here we have that med, and it is disconnected from the hamza. We have the med in the first word, and the hamza is in the second word. So now this is med ja'iz al-munfasil, fasala. But I'm still going to recite 4 to 5 because we are following the recitation of Hafs and Asim. Now in the next word, aha ula'i. Now I see that there are two meds in this one word. Ha, which is a 4 to 5 count med. La, which is a 4 to 5 count med. Now is this going to be ja'iz or wajib? Because it is in the middle of the word, it has to be wajib. We have to recite 4 to 5 for both. And this is known as mad al-wajib al-muttasil from the word wasala because it is connected. The mad and the hamza are in one word. So first I see that there is aha. This is going to be 4 to 5 counts. And then la'i, this is a 4 to 5 count mad again. So for both of these, make sure that you are pulling them 4 to 5 counts. Aha ula'i. So both of these need to be 4 to 5 counts. Alladhina aqsamu, qaf here is heavy, billahi, name of Allah here is going to be light. Jahda aymanihim, innahum lama'akum, habitat, ta is going to be heavy, a'amaluhum, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Fa'asbahu, sad is going to be heavy, ha is from the middle of the throat. Khasirin, kha is heavy, ra in this case is going to be light. Ya ayyuha, this is going to be a 4 to 5 count med. Alladhina amanu, من يرتد را in this case is going to be heavy. منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله, name of Allah here is light. بقوم قاف is going to be heavy. يحبهم ح from the middle of the throat. ويحبونه أذلة. Now here I see that there is that small sign of med on the waw. Now the letter before is a ha. So this is going to be med صلة. Al-kubara or sughara? Now let's look. Is there that sign of med? So if we see that sign of med, it is kubara because it is a 4 to 5 count med. So this is the greater of the two meds. So this is going to be matsila al-kubara. Why? Because I see there is that ha dhamir. We have that ha. Yuhibbunahu. He loves him. Yuhibbunahu. We have ha dhamir. The letter after is a hamza, meaning that this is confirming for us that this is matsila al-kubara. So we are going to pull this for 4 to 5 counts. Wayuhibbunahu adhillatin. So pull this for that full count of med. Adhillatin ala al-mu'minina a'izzatin. So here on the mu'minin, hamza, make sure you are giving it a little bit of jahir, give it a little bit of that jerkiness. A'izzatin ala al-kafirin. Ra, in this case, it's going to be light. Yujahiduna fi sabilillahi, name of Allah here is light. Wa la yakhafuna, kha is going to be heavy. Lawmata la'im. La'im is going to be a 4 to 5 count med. This is med al-wajib al-muttasil. Wajib, meaning that you have to recite 4 to 5 counts. This type of med, you cannot shorten. It has to be 4 to 5 counts. It is wajib for you to recite 4 to 5 counts. Also, this is what muttasil, from the word wasala, meaning connected, because we see that med and the hamza are in that same word. La'im, hamza, and the med are in that one word. And then here, I will make sure to read this for that full 4 to 5 counts. Thalika fadlullahi, lad is going to be heavy. Name of Allah here is heavy. Yu'tihi man yasha'u. Now again, this is going to be med al-wajib al-muttasil, wajib meaning that you have to recite 4 to 5 counts, and this is going to be muttasil, meaning that hamza and the med are in one word. So I will pull this 4 counts, and then hamza, because I am stopping here, however, I will give it a little bit of that jerkiness for jahar. Yasha, raise the voice also a little bit for nabr, as we learned. But this will still be recited as 4 to 5 count med. Wallahu, name of Allah here is heavy. Wasi'un alim. And then ayn in both cases is going to be from the middle of the throat. So inshallah, we will stop here for today. And then in the next class, we will cover med al-ja'iz and munfasil. And then cover med al-wajib muttasil one more time. Inshallah, before we move on to the next type of med. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.